We're so bad at this, but we're back for another episode of, is it still called The Road to El Paso?
The Road to El Paso, I think so.
Yeah, I'm with Jake, and we're here for week two.
What's up?
We got a lot to talk about tonight. Are we still going to do our theme? Or
what's our theme?
It's going to be that Netflix theme of like who in the league would be most like convinced that they were actually invisible. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who do you think would be, or we could just talk about in general, like, who would actually fall for that?
I think Brett actually has been invisible before, so he would probably believe it.
Yeah. Terry's kind of invisible.
Terry literally is invisible.
So he would not fall for it, because he's already invisible. But Evan would just shoot somebody to see if it's real or fake.
Yeah, Evan would not fall for it.
So he would not fall for it.
I think I could potentially fall for it if enough people told me I was invisible.
I think Kyle would fall for it, too.
Kyle.
That would be my top
That picks. Video is funny of a little kid, though.
Yeah.
He's, like, freaking out. I feel like that's really mean.
That poor kid. What horrible siblings. Oh, but I guess we're going to go from... Should we start from the top or the bottom this week? The bottom? Is that how we always do it? But it's controversial because some people think they should be in first and they're in like fifth. According to Grant, he wants to know why he's in fifth with the most points. And we've all told him it was because of his team name and his allegation, his ties to the Sandusky family and all those things going on.
Yep. That's the punishment, Grant. You can score 440 points, but if you do it the wrong way...
And name your team the second mile, bad things will happen to you.
I do like that he decided to name his team after Dez, though.
Yeah, because Dez's Twitter finger has been really active. Like, it's funny that he, like, doesn't want to go to the Cowboys, but he's, like, told Bryce Butler to go. He's like, I talked to Dez, and Dez told me to come to Dallas. I'm like, what?
But is Dez going to play anywhere all year?
It doesn't sound like it. He would have signed with somebody, I would think.
Yeah, Josh Gordon got signed real quick.
I know.
Or traded, I guess.
The real reason Grant's in fifth is because he's 1-1 in his division, and Evan's 1-0, and Yahoo doesn't care. And if you're undefeated and you have the most points, that's why you don't have to need the most points.
So you want to be in your division wins.
Mm-hmm. So that's why if I had more points than Evan, I would be in first. But I am 8 points behind.
Dang.
Even though Grant probably has like 80 points on me. Let's not worry about that part. Let's start with the Reckless Joes down in the bottom, the cellar dwellers.
Oh man, now that team, it's looking like they're going to get last place.
Do you know he's on a 9-game losing streak dating back to
That's
last
not
year?
Good.
He has not won since October, like I think the last week of October. So, if he loses this week, that's a 10-game losing streak. I don't know if there's ever been a 10-game losing streak in our league. He's got a... Oh, you have his team up. Let's go look at the Reckless Joe. They're pretty reckless. I'm not going to lie about that. He spent like $60 today in salary. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. If you're last,
yeah,
you got to...
You got to get out of that hole.
If you need to pay $33 for Ryan Fitzpatrick, you pay $33 for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because... Who is he going to start, Tyrod or Joe Flacco, I guess? It's interesting because he has really good running backs.
I should trade for Adam Thielen. I'll take him.
I was about to say he doesn't have,
like
he's
him.
Missing receivers, but he has really good running back. He has like every position. It looks really good right now. Like, doesn't it look good on paper?
Yeah, maybe he'll win a game.
He's playing against Kyle.
Kyle has a good team.
Kyle is 2-0. I think Kyle's team is the biggest fraud.
Well, they beat me, so... What
they
does that
are
say about my team?
But they have only four players in my mind. They have Michael Thomas, Stephon Diggs, Nelson Aguilar, and Saquon Barkley. I guess Chris Thompson counts, too. 4.5. But I don't believe in a lot of his players. Mainly the Giants.
Well, maybe they don't believe in you.
They don't. That's why they're not on my team. Except I try every week to get Stephon Diggs and Aguilar and Cooper.
They scored a lot of points last week, let me tell you.
How many points did they score on you?
A lot.
Too many?
More than I scored.
What's the Knicks team?
It's me.
Oh no, Jake
my
is also 0-2. The boats and toes.
Yeah.
The second seller.
So I have this thing about my teams. I think they start slow, but I still feel good about them. And maybe I shouldn't. But I think they're going to round into form. My hot take is I'm very high on Sony Mickle. However you say his name. Michael Mikkel.
Anything.
So I'm very high on him. I think I'm going to take the plunge and start him this week, even though that's not necessarily the by-the-book play. But I think just he's going to be one of those guys that randomly puts up a 30-point game.
Do you
one sees it coming.
Do you like Jay Ajayi?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just like running backs that have bone-on-bone knees is what I'm trying to get. Like, his knee is bone-on-bone, according to everybody.
Well, I just like running backs that score points, and I think he's going to score a lot of them. Also, what a cool first name.
I really like your receivers.
So, last year, I drafted Kamara, Alvin Kamara, pretty much solely because his name was super cool. And he worked out for me. Sony Mickle? That last name could use some work, but Sony. What a cool first name.
I am. So, did you hear they're making the new Sony, or remaking the new Sony? Mm-mm. The original Sony is PlayStation. It's coming out this Christmas. It's going to be smaller. And it comes preloaded with like 20 games and HDMI cable.
That's like what Nintendo did, right?
Yeah. But this is for the PlayStation. Cool. It feels old. Because you always...
Yeah, I remember having a PlayStation and being
excited. Because you always thought Nintendo was old. But now that it's the PlayStation, you feel so super old. Yeah, because it was like new when you were growing up. So,
yeah, that's
20
weird.
Years. Your quarterbacks are good.
Odell Beckham and Todd Gurley are going to carry me to a championship.
Are you scared about... It's going to take time for both of your quarterbacks to get to full potential.
Nah, I believe in them. I think I had some rough weeks with Carson Wentz health being out, but I think he's going to come in strong. I think really my weak spot is my depth. My Sammy Watkins, Sony Mitchell, Philip Lindsay starters. That's a week three right there. But... the top of my team is going to carry me.
Can we talk about one thing about your bench? I just realized you have way too many Seahawks. You have four.
It's not great.
Should you put all your wagon on a team that's 0-2?
It's not great, but, you know, maybe it'll play out for me.
Four Seahawks.
I do have four Seahawks.
It's kind of impressive, actually.
And Doug Ballman might be the only one that gets a start all year, but...
Well, Disley is like
I could easily start him.
Ebron, yeah, he's. Did you hear that crazy stat where he only had like one game over like 60 yards? You know, it was against like Montana, like a BS team in his entire college career.
Disley,
yeah, and then he has like two of his best games
ever
in the pros. Like, how did you know that? Like, he didn't have enough. Like, he didn't cross like 40 yards in college, but now he's like the starting tight end. So there's hope for Chris Carson and Rashard Penny, because Rashard Penny
all I'm
led
saying is
all
my team's
going to
look a lot different in like 3 or 4 weeks after Sony has put up like 3 games in a row above 20 points, catching passes from Tom, running in the end zone. I think it's going to be an explosion.
Are you saying Rex Burkhead and James White are just going to fall down and get injured? Or?
No, I think he's just going to make explosive plays. He might not even get that much opportunity. But
he's just going to be the one that makes the most of it.
Yeah. I mean, people said with Kamara last year, he had Adrian Peterson, he had Mark Ingram, and he exploded. He found a role and made it work. And I think that's what's going to happen this year.
Well, we're on to our next team, which is controversial because they're 0-1-1, and I think they're going with the tiebreaker this week. It's the terrific team.
Right.
For Terry.
I almost feel like we should give him as many words in the podcast that he contributes to the group message and just move on.
But we have to say.
Yeah, the tie.
He had a tie, and he also tied the knot this weekend. So I think that should be the tiebreaker. Like, if you got engaged and...
That's a pretty good tiebreaker.
A tie.
Who did he tie with?
Amanda.
Ooh, sorry,
so,
Amanda.
Yeah, I think that's the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, we don't. That's gonna be an official thing.
We'll give you until Thursday at 8 p.m. to get engaged to cancel it out. But
I mean, you have your Southwest connection, so I'm sure you can get a flight to Vegas and make it happen. Just like find a guy. I think they're just hanging out by that church that everybody gets married at in Vegas, and then just snap Jake or I a screenshot of your marriage.
Yeah, but no, Terry's team is pretty good. I think Bell will come back eventually.
His team is good, but they're all, like, injured. I feel like he's one player away. Like, I don't like that he has to start Tavon Austin or Latavius Murray. I guess that's two people
away. Yeah, that's not great.
Like, he just needs, like, one pickup.
He doesn't really have superstars either, does he? Because he has Bell.
Yeah. His superstars are injured. Yeah. Like, he has really good quarterbacks. That's where his superstars are.
Yeah.
He has two kickers. That's a unique strategy.
Ooh. Hasn't worked out too well for him, but maybe it will.
He's been holding on. I bet you somebody's going to trade for one of these kickers, and then he's going to be like, joke's on you, guys. This is why I kept both of them.
Man, I need to keep an eye on that once he drops one.
Yeah.
Once the bye week's
kickers hit. Are actually hard right now. Like, some of us don't have a good kicker.
Are horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to get Dan Bailey, but I didn't bid enough.
That was hilarious that I won him for $2.
I bid $0.
Somebody bid $1. I was like, I had a good kicker, but he's like, his offense is too good.
Or, no. Shoot, I put a waiver claim.
Everybody, I'll bid Jake for
the I'll never tell you how much I put my waiver.
I'm going to give you more wine so we find out.
It's at least $12 what I put on that kicker.
He's not bad. They just have like, Patrick Mahomes is not going to throw 100 touchdowns, right? So they're going to eventually. But I just like Dan Bailey in a dome. It might come back and haunt me if he actually does suck and that the Cowboys were onto something. Then I will also have to ask Terry for a kicker.
Also, I feel like there should be analytics on kickers. Just if a coach is smart and aggressive and willing to go for it on fourth down a lot, then I don't want their kicker. I want the kicker on the team with Jason Garrett, who's going to kick a field goal.
True.
On fourth and one from the 2 yard line.
What about your coach that doesn't even know your kicker is injured, like Hugh Jackson?
That's bad.
He was like, I was unaware Zane Gonzalez was hurt the whole game. Speaking of, who's going to go pick up the Cleveland kicker that nobody even knew of him, and the Cleveland just signed him.
Yeah, not touching that one.
I guess.
He's in seven. Ooh,
I'm on M7.
Austin.
Keep calm and carry on.
This team is a lot
Brett
of garbage.
Brett said my team was the luckiest team ever, that he's so happy that I wore out all my luck and I won't get any more.
Who did you draft in the first round? Hopkins?
Yes.
Who did you draft in the second round?
Fournette. We do not need to go through my draft. It's terrible.
Fournette. Okay. I just couldn't see a first and a second rounder on your
That's
team.
That's the point. So, Brett has a nickname for my team. Oh, I gave it to him. It's the Drip Drip Team. Because you look at my team on game day and you like see my score go up, but you can't tell who's scoring. That's just how bad it is. Just like 1 point here, 1 point there. But that's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, I think I counted it last week. I got 57 targets. Everybody got 9 targets or more in my receivers. Wow. And they only had 2 touchdowns, but they had like 35 catches. So we're just going to drip
Kirk
our
Cousins
way.
Cousins game was pretty huge.
Yeah, he got 40.
That's the thing about the way our league works. I feel like you need that one player who just goes off. We have big enough teams where you really need that 30, 40-point game from someone.
Or you got like week. You get like 20 from
Yeah,
because
you're just, you're not going to be consistent enough.
Nobody's going to be consistent. I think that's the thing, is everybody really goes to try to make like every position strong, and then that's when they fail, but eventually it catches up. You just have to like find a, because that's how we're going to talk about his team later, Grant, because Brett thinks his team's terrible, but he has 4 players that can put up 40 at any time, and when they all do, like, that's enough. Like, all his other players are garbage. But that's how you win, because we already lowered bonuses and everything, so
that's true.
I guess this is a good segment. Do you think the 6-point quarterback, 2-point interception is a good thing? Because it's just,
I do not, but
you don't like it.
It's okay.
I think it separates the quarterbacks well, like the
makes a bigger difference.
Yeah, from
in
the
tiers.
First to the 10th, and then from especially from 15 to 30, that's the range. Like whoever you pick on 15 and 30 is a huge difference.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess this has been the first year
that has been like that.
Where there seems, at least in the draft, it seemed like that tier, like, because usually most years that tier, there's a huge drop off somewhere like in the like 12 to 15 range. Mm-hmm. I feel like this year it went deeper, like you could go like 20 deep and still end up with a startable person.
It just depends,
and
because
yeah.
some people loaded up on quarterbacks this
year.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which makes it hard, because then like there's two people, like I think Kyle's starting like he has Mariota and he has Eli and Alex Smith, so quarterbacks are going somewhere else.
Well, and I waited and got Luck and Wentz.
Yeah.
Not super late, but not super early.
So
I don't
we'll
know.
See.
I think with the two quarterback leagues, maybe the 6-point quarterback makes it too important to have good quarterbacks.
We can always change back. We'll see. Because we used to do 4, and I still felt like the gap was too close.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You never... Well, I mean, maybe it's my fault, because I usually don't draft a quarterback early, so I just don't...
No, that's the thing. Like, this is the first year you feel that you actually do have to draft a quarterback early, where you can always, like, do what you do in one quarterback league and just wait. This is the first year that you can't, because, like, the running quarterbacks aren't worth as much, just they can't get away with it, because they're not getting,
like,
rushing touchdowns.
Like that. I like running quarterbacks.
You don't even have any.
I don't, but I like them.
Everybody trade them. Trade them to
Give me Jake. Cam and Dak.
And everybody else.
And Russell Wilson. Who's next?
Who's number 6?
Brett.
We don't like this. Let's get it on. He was so cocky after week 1. Like King of the Hill talk. But he lost to me.
Yep. Sounds like Brett sucks.
What do we like about his team? We should have asked what we don't like about
Antonio Preston. Brown is a head case.
Jimmy Graham is a question mark. I do like Jordan Howard. He's going to be good. They are actually throwing it to him this year.
That's why he scored 9 points last week?
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. trade him to me. I like him.
I mean, I like the Case Keenum-Emmanuel Sanders combo.
I still like how committed he is to the Minnesota. I mean, to the... L.A. Chargers wide receiver. He could have dropped them, but he's like, no, I'm sticking it out. I don't like John Brown.
Brett loves to have teammates.
I love John Brown, but I don't think Brett likes John Brown because he never makes it on the starting roster, even though he's like getting a touchdown every week.
Also, I feel like it's an underrated move to name his team after his kicker. And that's not usually the position you're seeing a team
named. At least he didn't name his team like Houston, I guess. That would be pretty funny.
Houston defense.
I like how he didn't even, like, care enough to, like, capitalize everything. Yeah, he just put, like, let's get it. He spent 2 seconds on it. Like, it's not even his kicker in the thing. It's still the Sanchez butt fumble. He doesn't even care. Oh, man. I feel like Houston is always a trap. Like, every week.
J.J. Watt, and then they never actually do
anything. Because their corners aren't good anymore. And then Clowney was out last week. And I don't even know he's coming back this week.
Yeah, I think Brett should blow up his team, send Antonio Brown my way.
And Christian McCaffrey my way, and then we'll trade you.
Have McCaffrey.
We'll trade you stuff.
Yeah, Brett, let's talk.
I mean, you're 1-1. You're pretty much falling apart. I mean, you're ahead of both of us, but it's only a matter of time. We'll catch you.
Yep. Man, just looking at the standings, it looks like I made the bad draft picks who's in my division. Because I have the higher ranked teams. I have the 1, 3, 4, 8, and 9.
It's funny because we thought our side was always the stronger side. Like when Brent and I looked at it, we're like, oh no, we have all the good players. And then we don't know we don't know what Grant will do. But not looking that way yet. So we're on to Grant. Speaking of Mr. Des Twitter Finger, he was bullied out of his team name last week.
Good. I think that's a positive movement for the league. Dang, his team's pretty good.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I like Zeke, I like AJ Green, I like Mahomes, I like Evan. That's more than I can say.
Garoppolo's good, Tate's good, Westbrook is good, Deion Lewis is good, OJ Howard's good.
So we might have let a wolf into this league and he's going to slaughter all of our
His bench sucks though. So we got to pray for injuries. Because he's got like Gallup who's going to take a while, Ingram suspended, Hines is...
So once these bye weeks come around, he's got some...
Did you know bye weeks start in like week 4 this year? It's super early.
I like it. I like to think that I thrive in the bye week.
Do you even know when your bye weeks are? You're like, oh no, bye weeks are coming.
No, I thrive.
Okay. His team does look good. I'm so glad I'm not playing them. Who does he play? Oh, he plays Brett. That would be fun. I wonder what they're going to bet. I hope Grant bets him like a grand.
So here's the question. Mahomes, is he for real? Is he going to keep up a similar pace to this? Does he finish as a top 3 quarterback this season?
I was going to say for sure top 5, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say 5, and I thought, well, that's an easy
one. 3 is hard. Let me look really quick. Let me look at schedule.
Okay. So Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's got a lot of weapons. He's already off to a huge start. It's just, does he keep this up, or is he going to hit that patch of two or three games in a row where he just has one touchdown and 210 yards?
But he's had such a big head start. I think he can. He only has Jacksonville.
Okay.
Jacksonville and Rams are the two. Like, everything else is, like, doable.
Like, okay, well, I'm going to go on the board and be disagreeable and say he ends as the sixth best quarterback at the end of the season.
He's bold, Jake. Go like he's outside the top 10.
No, six. I'm outside the top 5. That's pretty bold. So I'll say 6.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Jimmy Garoppolo is going to catch him.
No, I'm not a Jimmy fan. I will say Andrew Luck finishes ahead of him.
Of Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I know. That's why it's a bold take, okay?
Andrew Luck has a lot of work to do. First guy to start throwing downfield.
Who do you believe in more? Andrew Luck, who's already proven he can be a top quarterback, or this guy who's done it for 2 weeks, who went to Tech? I mean,
I'm going with the guy who's not writing notes on Twitter every week to his mother.
Okay.
That's my thing. Who's next? Who's on third? I just asked who's next, and that's who's next. She is also part of the tie.
She's working her way up to third.
Can we talk about how she had like 2 touchdowns, and then when she played Misha, like 15, and then she somehow got the Russell Wilson last second garbage ass touchdown to tie?
What was the score of their game?
It
must have been real low.
It was like 160 something, I think.
Man, I scored 186 and picked up the L. Someone else went over 200. Alex went over 200. Yeah, 167, 167. Must be nice. I'm playing a team
who
puts up 211.
She? Do you know she was 2 yards away from losing? Like, she was 2 yards away in the way that Russell Wilson needed, like, 226.
Yeah, you thought she had won.
I thought she had won because the thing didn't update correctly. 226. And our things is every 25 yards.
So wow.
And then Latavius Murray got 19 yards rushing. He needed one more yard. So she has a tiebreaker now, but she's losing, right? Because she has till Thursday to get engaged. Thursday.
Tie the knot tiebreaker.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Okay, she's got Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott.
I love the running quarterback.
You should just trade her your 2 quarterbacks for her 2 quarterbacks.
Well,
she's
got 2 of them. I'm very high on Andrew Luck, as I've already gone over, so not doing that.
She's got Corey Davis, who keeps getting like a million targets.
I love Kamara. Connor has been solid.
Yeah, that was the steal of the draft because
we never. And she has J&J. All the people I've already said I like so far.
I know. I think you found a trade target. Just trade her your entire team for her entire team.
Let's trade teams, Amanda. I'll also take the loss for the tie.
You only had to get engaged. What a great deal. You don't have to get engaged.
I'll be 1-1. You'll be 0-2. We'll just exchange passwords and change.
You guys should just swap. Just be co-managers and then just manage the appropriate team.
Yeah, I think that's the only solution.
And just change your team names in the process.
Yep. Confused. Boats and Toes is now 1-0-1.
Best day ever. We're at Dalvin and the Chipmunks. They're very quietly in third. Like, I did not realize they're undefeated.
It's pretty impressive that David Johnson has been a big disappointment so far, but they've chugged along.
And Jameson Crowder and Dalvin Cook, so.
Their quarterbacks have put up huge games. Dalton week 1, then Dalton had a huge game week 2, but on the bench, but Roethlisberger and Matt Ryan both came through.
So high on Matt Ryan. And maybe
51 points for Ben Roethlisberger. See, that's the type of stuff that makes me not like this quarterback thing.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger's only good at home.
So he had 452 yards.
Yeah, that's why he hit the bonus.
3 pass.
He hit the extra touchdown
and a rush touchdown.
So he had 4 touchdowns, which is 24 points, and
so
he had another touchdown.
So if they were 4 points instead of 6 points, that would have just been 6 points subtracted. So he would have had 45 instead of 51. So that's not that big of a difference.
Yeah. I mean, when you get to that point, you're going to get that high. And he got the extra 6 because of the bonus, I think.
That's just huge.
Because only 3 quarterbacks went over 450, I think, last year. So, he threw 60 times, though. He threw 60 times. Like, Ryan Tannehill doesn't even get to throw 20 times a game. So, 60 times, like, I want some of that.
How did Antonio Brown not have a bigger game?
He was mad. He skipped work. That's how pissed he was. Why is Big Ben only good on the at home? So we'll see Tampa
Hill.
Bay.
I think I'm not a Tyreek Hill believer.
Do you like that
goes hand in hand with my Mahomes.
Do you not like that he runs like solo the routes? Because he doesn't run a lot of routes.
I just think he's like a bit guy that like it works every once in a while against certain teams, but I think there's gonna be weeks where he just kind of disappears.
He's so fast.
He's fast.
Alvin Kamara kind of lives off that. Chris Thompson kind of lives off the same thing, you know? There's more and more guys.
I feel like people were so high on Tyreek Hill at the beginning of last year, and then you kind of stopped hearing about him.
Did he have Alex Smith, who doesn't throw it? But you've seen Pat Mahomes. All he wants to do is throw it as far as he wants.
I still don't believe in Mahomes.
Do you believe in Chris Hogan?
Nope.
Demaryius Thomas?
Yes, but still just as like good, not like... I believe in David Johnson more.
He has a really good bench.
And I probably believe in Dalvin Cook. But is he hurt? He's got a Q by his name.
Yeah, he didn't practice today. He had cramps. Well,
write him off for the season. So, yeah, Breida on the bench. He's good.
Yeah.
Dez might sign somewhere.
The craziest stat with Andy Dalton since the new offensive coordinator, it's been a year exactly, like 16 games. And ever since the guy came in, he has 18 touchdowns and only 6 picks. Wow. So that's been a huge change.
That is impressive.
Man, he's
kind of... You said Andy Dalton, and I thought you said any dolphin.
Any dolphin. I mean, I love any dolphin. I do love my dolphins. Where's Adam when we need him to talk? Man, he has Robbie Goldust, his kicker. Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, apparently.
Man, he's scoring points better than our kickers. Dang. No wonder.
Maybe we have a kicker. I still am voting for getting rid of kickers.
We did that one year, right?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Why did we bring them back? I don't even like them.
Because we voted and people liked.
Oh yeah, people like the, what do they call it? Like the wild card. Because kickers are such wild cards. Unless you get Jason Garrett, who'll always kick a field goal for you, and then he'll pick the wrong kicker and he'll miss it. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, on to Evan.
Yep, on to Evan.
German war machine. So this team is good, but I think this is why I am anti-drafting quarterback so early. He has Rodgers and Brady. You expect them to carry your team, and they just kind of 17 points, 20 points. I mean...
That's all they're getting so far?
That's all they got week two. Let's see what they got week one.
27-31. That's
okay,
good.
That's better.
But yeah, you don't want a 17-20.
Yeah, you need them to be in the 30s.
And then you got Julio, who's supposed to do stuff for you against freaking Carolina. He gets you at 11. That's pretty bad. But then Juju shows up. I feel like Juju is always underrated.
I like Gronk. But I just feel like this team's going to struggle filling like all Will the slots Fuller. Because they took two quarterbacks and a tight end.
No, only one team's won with a double tight end strategy. So maybe Evan.
Oh, yeah, they took two tight ends, Tom. Yeah. So that's 4 picks where everyone else was getting receivers and running backs.
Man, his running backs are bad.
Yeah.
Alfred Morris and LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy's injured right now.
Oh, he also is going 2 kicker strategy. Oh, that's because Zerlin is out.
He put his kicker on. He's hoarding his kicker. He loves him that much.
Okay, I see that. I respect it. Tom Brady's eventually gonna get old, right?
Are you gonna give him a? We gotta train him a running back. He doesn't have enough, does he?
I'm not giving him a running back. Yeah, right.
Give him your shittiest one for one of his receivers.
Okay, I'll give you Sony Michel for.
You just said you
Gronk
love Sony
for
Michel.
Gronk.
Oh man. Evan's gonna enjoy
build his draft stock, his trade stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just heard a podcast. That guy's amazing. He's better than Gronk. They were making comparisons. Like, who do you want the rest of the season? It was not Gronk. And Evan should enjoy his last week in first place.
So
we're coming for you, of us 1-1 people.
I'll admit that my team's off to a rough start in 9th place, but just in fairness, I've played the 3rd best and 1st best ranked team so far, so hopefully I can build on that off some of the worst teams in the league.
I can't believe Kyle is number 1 right now.
Kyle is just killing it. Great job, Kyle. You destroyed me.
I think Kyle's team is the biggest fraud in the league.
I'm just going
to
apply.
I don't like his team. And then I just want to trade for every player on this team.
See, that's how you know they're good. You got Barkley, you got Thomas, you got Cooper, and you got Diggs. and Aguilar, that's a solid.
Yeah, but my thing is, when is, like, his quarterback situation? I'm so surprised he didn't pick up a quarterback this week. Apparently not. See, look, this is the thing. Like, maybe 6 points don't matter. He's got Alex Smith. Do you know both of his, all three of his quarterbacks have not thrown for more than 250 yards? So do we really need quarterbacks?
Just, I mean, his team won against me because of that stretch of players right there on his team that all scored above 22 points.
Like Michael Thomas.
Cooper, Aguilar, Barkley, Diggs, Thomas. Bam, that's 1, 2, 3,
he didn't start Chris Thompson.
Five guys all above 20. Yeah, Thompson on the bench with 22. He could have had six guys all in that range of 22 to 37. Stinking Diggs with that.
Yeah, double touchdown.
They just kept throwing to him. But yeah, it's a solid team. That's the type of players I like. The wide receivers and running backs that are going to get you 25, 27.
So not Tyler Lockett?
Points.
Tyler Lockett's been putting pretty good. You just need another Seahawk on your team. I can get you signed to sign him up.
Send him over, more. Kyle. Tyler Lockett.
Five receivers. Five Seahawks is Jake's team. He's just going to name himself the Boats and Seahawks.
Boats and Seahawks. T.O. spent a good, day over in Seattle.
Yeah, he was trying to show off his skills.
Oh, man.
So that is all about teams. Let's look the Reckless Joes were the last people to make a move. Miami defense. What does he know?
Dang, a lot of people made moves today. I made one at like 5 a.m.
You're far behind.
Good thing I beat the rush.
Yeah, you did. You beat everybody. You wake up and pick up a kicker. Priorities. Always pick
up
a kicker.
Yeah, well, I dropped my kicker and I dropped someone else. So I had two open slots and I had 4 or 5 waiver claims, but only one went through. So then I was like, I got an empty slot. Let me pick up a kicker. I'm hoping someone will be ruled out and I can pick someone else up.
Oh, yeah. You have people on your target other than that kicker that we all know you have on.
Yeah, I'm targeting people. Can't tell you who, though.
Ooh. Somebody hacking the Jix account so we can tell.
No, you can see right now. I don't have any transactions pending.
Canceled all his transactions right in front of me.
Oh, man.
Well, we're at 30 minutes, which is 15 minutes better than last week.
That's pretty good.
I know.
I hope this was an exciting listen.
I'm so glad people will listen to this, hopefully. I might be wrong. I might be terribly wrong. 14 listens last week, which is a shout out because Jake and I did not listen. So that means 4 people that we don't know listened.
So
because Terry's invisible, so that's already true. One person, and I'm sure one other person in our league doesn't listen.
So here, let's test something.
What? Are you going to call in? We got a new caller. We got Jake from Seattle.
So if you're listening to this and you are not in our league, I want you to search hashtag DJKGHAZ. 55. That's DJKGHAZ55 and reply to that tweet and you'll win a prize for randomly listening to our whole podcast.
That literally sounds like my eBay temporary password they sent me when I get locked out.
That might be the prize. Is okay. A temporary password to Austin's
eBay account. And you can write a review for me. Because somebody on Spotify really wants one apparently.
All right.
Well, we're out this week. See ya.
Okay. Bye.